Equal and opposite. How many of us have come to the realization that life is not always black and white? Without dark, it is impossible to even have light. And for all of these opposites, it's impossible to have one without the other. And I came to see that it's the same for relationships. The best possible relationship with a horse is about balance. Now, this bit is important. For my horses, at least, there had not been much balance in our relationship. It used to be all about do what I say and do it now and how can I get that to happen. And I didn't have much, if any, consideration from a horse's point of view. I'm afraid that it was all about me. Well, I didn't produce a happy horse like that, and I can't imagine anyone else could either. The first and most important thing we've already talked a lot about, and that's to eliminate fear from the relationship. But once we've got no fear, it's about balance. So what does that mean in my day-to-day life with my horse? Well, if our relationship had been a demanding one, then at the beginning, I may have to balance that with lots of being with them and doing nothing else. Maybe doing some mirroring, like in the mirror game in the last lesson. Maybe grazing them out on some nice grass on a lead, if those circumstances were safe. Whatever my imagination can come up with. The opposite is possible too. If our relationship has been all on the horse's side with no consideration for the person, then that situation too can be looking for balance to be happy. Well, these days, if things aren't going the way I would like them to, I ask myself, what's in it for my horse? And if they're not afraid, then the answer invariably has some aspect of yin-yang theory, something that needs to be brought into balance. So what are some opposites that we can think about that bring balance to our relationship with our horse? What about being able to walk in and give your horse a treat, and the next day you walk in and you don't give them a treat, and your horse is polite about that? What about having your horse politely stand back while you're feeding them, like in the sixth key to happiness with your horse? That could be a balance to just hanging out with them. What about balancing learning new stuff with spending undemanding time just hanging out with them? Or doing what they want to do, like you did in the last mirror game. Your next lesson, an advanced version of the mirror game, does a great job of doing that. You're going to love the way this adds to the balance in your relationship. And every relationship is different. What's balanced for me might not be balanced for you. So, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to notice how you can bring balance into your relationship with your horse. It's to notice all the different ways in which you could bring balance back into your relationship, and it's about how to get imaginative about that. So the next time you get a not quite right, back off and check whether your horse is afraid and take action to help them feel safe. That's always the first priority and the most important one. But if they're not afraid, look for an opposite kind of thing that you can do. Look for what you can change. Look for the thing that will bring in the balance. Have fun exploring that, and I'll see you in a few days.